Tell me, what is SASE?
SASE is, I suppose it would be called a grassroots organisation. It's a group of people who've come together to help tackle social inequality and injustice and poverty, and to tackle it not just at the level of food banks and clothing donations, but also at the level of tackling MPs, challenging people about their expenses and about the decisions they're making.
What inspired you to set it up?
Well, I think this all started with one letter. I sent a letter to my MP because I live on benefits, and it's not through any choice of my own. I'm a single mother. And it was a very honest and blunt letter that was difficult to write, just explaining that I have to choose between heating my house and feeding myself, that something had to change and that I was desperate for help. That one letter, which I then posted on Facebook, got me so much attention and support. I was then contacted by people all over Scotland who were either offering me their support, telling me their stories, or asking about their MPs, about expenses, and it's just all blossomed from there.
And who can you help? Give me an example of some of the types of people you would want to help with this.
The people we want to help are basically everybody. Everybody that needs help. I'm a big believer in dignity and pride and not labelling people. So I'd hate to say, oh yeah, we'll help, the underclass, single mums, the working poor. You can label them however you like. Anybody that needs help, we will help them.
And there are procedures set up in place, so how much do you think you can do?
Well, there are procedures in place, there are companies in place, there are charities in place, but the biggest thing is people don't know about them. They don't know. There is, for an example, a pensioner. How many pensioners in Scotland know about the One Home Discount, that they're entitled to £200 every winter to help get their home? Not many of them. We know, though. We know where all the charities are who could give you food, the people who could help you with housing if you're homeless. We know where all these places are and where all these people are who want to help you. So, yeah, there are places there, but that's what we play on. We use them to our advantage.
So you've told me how you can help other people, but how can other people help you?
Oh, well, firstly, the support we've received already has been fantastic. It's been wonderful. It's had me crying a couple of times. It's been just so, so emotional. Basically, just now, SASE, the one thing that we are doing that we're focusing on at the minute is SASE clothing assistance. There is nowhere in Ayrshire for you to receive free clothing or assistance with clothing. So we recognise that sort of gap in the system and we've decided to fulfil it. So if anybody wants to donate any sort of household items or clothing or anything like that, they can get in touch with us. We will then directly distribute that straight back into your community, not into a charity shop to be sold, not into eBay, not into Gumtree. It will go specifically back to people who need it in your community. SASE is all about community spirit. Community spirit used to be a massive thing. People used to help people, and that's what we want to start again. And it wouldn't be, people shouldn't be disheartened too much by politicians or by what the effects they have on the country, because it's not power that will change Scotland, it's people that will change Scotland.